Hello and welcome to ReachMahjong.com's weekly podcast.
Welcome!
Yay!
Yay!
Oh wow, look at that, somebody remembered to turn on their mic.
Yay, me!
Yes, alright, so with you, as always, is Garth.
And Jen.
And Jen, and with us, as often, is...
Gemma.
Welcome, Gemma. You've been on a few podcasts, yeah?
I think that might be my third.
Third.
Yeah, not as many as you would have thought.
No.
She's been on the live show more, actually.
Maybe third podcast since you came to Japan, perhaps.
No, second since I came to Japan.
Really?
Yeah, because I was living in Sagamiono, like, which I might as well have gone to England and back.
It is really funny that that's where you started to live in. That's the first place you lived in Japan, and that's exactly the same place that I first lived in Japan, too.
That's where all the cool people start.
Apparently, yes. That's why our Japanese is so good. As opposed to, you know, these other people.
God, that Jen.
I think the podcast is over.
Wow, don't piss off the person in charge of the sound. Never know when things might just end.
We have to behave this podcast as well. No swearing, like last one.
Yeah, that's right. Well, it should be a little bit easier this time because we are starting in on the alcohol a little bit later.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'll open it now.
Let's see. Did anybody get to play any Mahjong this week?
Yep, lots of Mahjong.
Where were you playing, Jen?
Did I play on Saturday? Oh, I played Champions on Saturday,
yes,
as
I'm
did Garth.
I remember seeing you there.
And I played North Kanto on Sunday, as did Garth.
Yes, we played all weekend together, even though we didn't play together at all.
Yeah.
You were in the proximity of each other.
Yes, although we did not match up at any tables.
Yeah, we played all in the proximity of each other.
How did you do at Champions League?
I got +8, I think.
+8. Yeah. No, they have not even updated this.
Oh, I was going to look too. Okay, I won't bother looking.
Annoying. So you are still in 31st place. I got a big minus, so I'm probably even way... Oh, what?
They did post?
My -33 is in there, but your last update is still just -37.
I've played three sessions so far.
It only has you down
so
for
far.
Two sessions so far.
Huh.
That's very strange.
And you're down for three?
Did I? I think that was my third session also, I think. Oh, so yeah, no, that's right. So no, I'm sorry. They have not updated it. That's right, because I actually got -50. No, that's
that was a good climax.
Yeah. I had a crappy day. The middle two sessions were like my worst sessions, and really like just couldn't do anything right. Nothing would work for me.
Well, it's okay. Don't worry. If I make the top 28, you will probably like come back from behind in the last session because I never advance without you advancing. You just always freaking take my thunder.
Really?
It's because he's a lucky git. I've noticed this in his life.
You advance when I don't, but I never advance when you don't.
I cannot win at all lately.
Yeah, right.
Seriously, it's absolutely ridiculous how little
I win. I watched you play this week, and you won. I remember you winning that table.
Rich, what?
When you were playing with Martin Rep, you won that.
Yes, but was that for anything?
Oh, it has to be for glory now, does it? It can't just be for the love of the game.
There's got to be a reason.
It's got to be.
It's easy to win. It's easy to win when
he won when he wasn't even paying attention. He's like...
It's easy to win when you're not playing for anything. Obviously, well, who cares who wins that game? Right?
Beep, 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 beep.
That was really lucky, though. What? Oh, but actually...
Oh, God, you had that perfect, beautiful hand that never happened with the pongs of wands. In each suit.
Oh, did I?
That hand haunted me in my nightmare, so I'm surprised it didn't haunt you.
I got to four concealed triples.
Yeah.
Right? And it was also, and even if it, if even if somebody threw my winner, it was still going to be, I think, some by.
Yeah, it was insane.
It was pretty crazy. I think I had three chuns, three red dragons, three white dragons, three souths. Was that the
right
one?
No, I thought you had three pongs, ones in each suit. You had the ones in each suit. And maybe we're horrified by the different hands.
It was all ones, wasn't
it?
Yeah. That's right, because I would have had Sanshoku. I would have had three colored triples.
Triples, yeah.
If the last one had come out. I was waiting for the last... I guess I was waiting for. Oh, that's right. I was waiting for the red dragon and the one of dots.
Yeah.
And both red dragons were already out, yeah. And there was one more one of dots, which actually was still definitely not being used because I could see all the twos and yeah. threes. So there's no way anybody had any thoughts of using that one.
So that's like a, what do they call it, kabe? A wall?
Yeah, there was a wall.
There was a wall.
And so I was really excited about the one coming out, but of course the hand ended as a draw, and the one was sleeping in the king's tiles. That was a little disappointing.
That was traumatizing for me. I watched it and I was traumatized.
You were watching at that point?
Yeah, I didn't play with you. Remember, I was playing the first, and then we switched out.
I did have a bunch of really nice hands that game. You know what's funny? Without really being very successful playing in the last 2 or 3 weeks, pretty much every really successful hand I've had has had three colored something in it.
I know what you mean. Like, you get in this groove where you only ever get one hand.
And I'm starting to wonder if part of my problem with my lack of success lately is the fact that I'm really aiming too much for particular hands.
Mm-mm-mm.
Like, right from the start, I see the possibility, oh, this looks like I could get, this could be an outside hand. And then I start going specifically for the outside hand, while if I had just sort of played it normally, trying to keep my options as open as possible right from the beginning, I could have actually won a cheaper, but, maybe I would have gotten to Reach and Simples and Tanyao, Reach and Simples and Peace, if I had just played it normally. I'm wondering, like, what is it that is causing me to lose so miserably lately? Because it's really...
I always notice, like, at the moment, I can't see the outside hand. Like, I'll never play for it. Even though I'll look at the replay and go, like, why didn't you play for an outside hand? I just won't see it. Full stop, won't see it. And I get into these funks where some hand just becomes, like, I just forget it. Wiped from my memory.
Well, I go for the outside hand way too often.
I think that's one of my biggest problems right now, is that I'm really going for the outside hand too often, because especially what happens when you get, if it's the pure outside hand or the non-pure outside hand, whichever one, you're still very likely to also have three colored runs in it.
Yeah.
And so if you do keep it closed, it's very easy for that hand to become at least an 8,000 point hand, if not, if there's perhaps a Dora in it and you draw it, then, oh, blam, right away it's a 12,000 point hand. So it's a really easy hand to make expensive. But obviously, because it's all outside runs or things, it's just harder to make.
European players go for outside hand a lot. I've noticed there's a high consciousness of this hand, where I don't really rate it that much. It happens, but it's not,
Right. And the other thing about it is that unless you have at least one Dora in there, like, the Dora is 7 or 8, or perhaps the Dora is 9 and it's your head. Once you open the hand, it's an extremely cheap hand. So it really defeats the whole purpose of going for it if you end up opening the hand.
Yeah.
If you have no Dora in it, then it's only a 2,000 point hand, even with if you have three colored runs in there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really totally pointless, right?
Oh, you're just going for the mixed outside hand, huh?
Well, if it's the mixed outside hand. I do often try to go for the pure outside hand.
Okay, well, let's say generally we should go for the outside hand. If there's a chance, it doesn't matter if you actually get the three colored runs, but you have a good chance of the three colored runs, and you have a Dora in the hand.
Right.
Otherwise, we're not going to go for it very often.
Right. Is that the new mantra?
Yep. That's the...
It's not a bad strategy.
That's the reachmahjong.com new policy.
New policy. It's come down from on top.
I think it was in the strategy article I translated this week, actually, the outside hand, and something similar to that you have to add Dora to make a mixed outside hand valuable.
You definitely want Dora in there, or you're going to have you're going to have to keep it closed. Otherwise, it's just not worth it.
Yeah.
You're going for a hand that's
more difficult
to finish.
Well, I generally want to keep it closed anyway, so I usually go for it in a hand that I want to. That I don't want to call too much for. I'll only call usually once anyway if I'm going for the outside hand.
You call, you're ready or
very close or something. If I'm gonna have to call more than that, then I'll probably end up folding more often.
That really reminds me of one of my favorite things that Moriyama said once when we were at a study group, and I can't remember if Jen asked this question or not, but like somebody asked, like is it basically okay to somebody called like two times in hand, and it was kind of like, is that really okay? Is it okay to cheer pawn two times in hand? And and then somebody was like, well, is it okay to cheer pawn three times in a hand? And Moriyama was like, it's okay to pawn three times. You can pawn four times. You can't pawn five times. Definitely five times is not okay. clever old Mr.
That
Moriyama.
Man makes me laugh.
He is a funny dude.
He's funny, but he doesn't think anyone else is funny.
No, he was being quirky.
That's true, actually. Now that you mention that, my mic's too far away. How often have you said something that you really made him, that you feel like you really got a good guffaw from
him? Guffaw?
maybe once, but I try a lot. That's a really low percentage for how many times I try to make him laugh. But it's mostly because he doesn't really listen to the entire sentence. Usually I get halfway through a sentence and he'll bring up something else.
Well, he is a busy dude. You can't listen to everybody's entire sentence.
Yes.
I guess. If you if you're not up on the interworkings of our professional Mahjong League, this Moriyama that we speak of has recently become our league president.
Yeah, he was vice president.
He was vice president and has recently become president. And we had a
big party. Was like I knew you were going to say that wrong.
I was waiting for it as well.
I thought that you didn't have anything to say, so I said it, but then you actually did make a mistake.
I'm just trying to set you up. I just
you're really good
there.
At that.
Yeah,
Thank you.
I'm a team player.
I know.
We had a big party for him last week to kind of get together with all the Mahjong peoples in Japan. And notable peoples that were there, Sakurai Shoichi. Showed up and they had
The Junkiru.
Yeah,
they thought they were pretty funny on stage too.
They did talk for quite some time.
They weren't that funny.
But they talked for a while and they had the rapt attention of the entire audience for
time. Suddenly everyone ran to the stage. I was like, huh?
Yeah. Remember how like most people that were up there talking, it was kind of like whatever.
Especially then, when we were up there.
Yeah, everyone was like what's going on?
Can't understand them anyway. those two get up there. Well, I mean, you know, they are sort of legends.
Famous.
Of the whole Mahjong world. Mr. Sakurai, not so much a Mahjong legend now as he is like the whole cheating legend.
Yeah. It was interesting. Like, I don't know. I'm not a big Sakurai Shoichi fan.
Me neither.
But
because of the whole, I mean, just the way Junkyu plays is just like, is that really Mahjong? Why do you have to?
Yeah, I know.
What's Junkyu for those who might not
know? Well, people complain about JPML sometimes. Like when we had the live broadcast, a lot of people are talking about how JPML is old, like their play style is old and stuff like that. Which
in what way? Like using Nagare, like flow and that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, all right. So it's
but
yeah,
okay.
Sorry. Go ahead.
But Junkyu, they have rules, like very specific rules. You can't throw away Dora.
Wait, so Junkyu is a group, another group.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't throw away Dora unless you're Tenpai.
That's a rule.
Yeah.
What? That doesn't make
what?
Any sense.
What? Sorry?
You cannot discard Dora until you are Tenpai.
And what happens if you do that?
Well, you've broken the rules.
Yeah, you're in trouble.
Oh my god.
Also, you cannot discard an honor tile, a character tile, in the first discard. How is that a letter tile and not a character tile?
Well, because sometimes people call them Manzu characters.
Yeah, I know, but then a letter tile is okay. A wind or a
dragon.
A dragon.
An honor tile. Yeah.
You can't discard one of those in your first discard ever.
Yeah, I don't play with those people. They sound difficult.
But the thing is, Junkyu is—it's not like a pro association. So actually, you are allowed to be part of JPML and Junkyu at the same time, which Yuto Iko, he was a member of Junkyu. Uh-huh. And I remember there was a time they wrote it on the Ronron blog. He was playing on Ronron and he discarded he discarded a honor tile first or he didn't. It was something like he should have and he didn't, or he did, and everyone was like, "Whoa, you're in Junkyu, is that okay?" And at that point he said, from now on, if I should discard an honor tile first, I will. And this was only like a couple years ago. He's been in Junkyu for many, many years.
And I'm not sure if he was in A1 at the time. He may have been in A2 and moved up to A1 that year. But he's an A1 leaguer, you know? And it is weird the old styles of thinking that have somehow managed to survive in the players that are at the very top of our league.
Yeah.
And it almost makes you think there must be something to it. it's just that they're all, you know, so few players change from those leagues from year to year that it's just fairly likely that, of course, that old style of playing is going to remain for several years now until a lot of those players retire.
Yeah.
But I got a little talking to last week from one of our A2 leaguers. I won a hand. I drew a Mongon hand. And the next hand, I was dealer, and I pawned something rather early. And at the end of the hand, I didn't win that hand. Mm. And at the end of the hand, that A2 leaguer said, he said to me straight out, it's like, you know, as if I had really wasted my opportunity that hand. You know, after you win a Mongon hand, the next hand, you should not pawn or chi. Because you're screwing up your Nagare. You're screwing up your flow.
I subscribe to Nagare, so I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, God. I can't help it. Do you not think that you get into these, like, funks or all these winning streaks and you've got to ride it?
No, I don't think you can know that until you're completely after it's over.
You want it now. Yeah, you feel it. I'm like, God, this is it. This is my time now.
Okay, but in the Nagare, if you're in the zone for Mahjong, then you'll just know when to pawn and chi. It's not that you shouldn't because you're in the Nagare.
Sometimes, like, one tile is just always lucky for me, so I keep him or...
Yeah, but that's a little bit different than what this guy is talking about.
Oh, yeah, it's a little
different. So he's saying, based on what the result is of the previous hand, you should decide whether to naku or whether to call for tiles on the next hand.
That's the kind of shit I do, though, I'm afraid.
it's the kind of thing that human beings do.
Way to not swear, Gemma.
God damn it. That's not a swear word nowadays.
Well, not the way she said it, yet.
Yeah. Well, in that case, I don't think there are any swear words.
Yes.
Yeah, it's the way human beings behave, you know? Like,
yes, and it's dumb.
Yeah, okay, it is dumb. It is dumb, but...
Sorry, my cat is fighting with a pen.
Is he winning?
Or hunting a pen, I guess. I guess he's hunting the pen.
He's almost got it.
Yeah, it looks like he captured it.
I certainly wouldn't tell someone else, though. I'd keep it to myself in my own little head. I'd be like, well, Gemma, you shouldn't do this now, because, and
if
I wouldn't say
Garth,
anything.
It's probably better to keep it to yourself.
Oh, no, now I'm going to say it a lot to wind him up.
He might
I'd be like, oh, no, Garth, you shouldn't throw a three after a two, because you're definitely...
That's a very good analogy.
Yeah, I don't know. You know what I mean? I don't really mean to offend people who are religious, but I think it's the same exact thing. You know what I mean? There's no basis for what you believe, and yet there it is. I don't know. So,
It's superstitions. People, you know, like, I always check the door three times before I leave the house and stuff like that. You know?
Yeah.
Okay, what's the line between superstition and OCD?
OCD?
OCD is when it stops... It stops you functioning as a human being.
Oh,
like
if you didn't,
like, if
check,
you didn't
it
check it three times, then you start, like, breaking out in a sweat and you have to, like, run back home even though, yeah. But...
And, you know, I mean, it's...
I have gone home to see if the stove is I'm going to pass by.
No, everyone has gone home to check their stove's been turned off.
But one time, actually, I went to stay at my friend's house, which is about an hour away, so that I'd be close to North Kontoli. And at about midnight, I realized that I had left the hot pot on. And there was no more water in it, so that's kind of dangerous.
That's very dangerous.
And so I drove back.
Okay. That's not OCD at all. That's preventing
an
accident.
I was about 80% sure that I had left it on. So I wasn't 100% sure. But
did you leave it on?
Yeah, but my pets were here, so I...
No, yeah.
If my pets weren't here, I probably wouldn't have cared that much.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I just burned all the other people in the building.
Well, like, no, my safe is fireproof, and I have insurance. So.
Okay, you're not gonna have insurance after
have
that.
Insurance, yeah.
No, but I just saw this image of my dog, like, being barking at the flames, and then I had to turn it off.
So yeah, no, I have lots of superstitions like that.
Similar,
you know?
Similar thing. When I made it to the finals of the Masters tournament, the first 3 days obviously I continued from each day to the next day, I happened to be wearing the same shirt. And I just absolutely, you know, I cannot not wear this shirt.
Exactly, it's a winning shirt.
And then I had to, of course, the day. Let's see, the first day of the last weekend. Like when it gets down to the best 28, I had to wear a different shirt because I had just qualified for that day from the day before, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I did actually make it through there, but then my whole strategy is messed up now because I've won with a new shirt. So what do I do there? Do I go back to the old shirt where I was winning all the games, or do I wear this new shirt now?
Or do you find another new shirt to wear?
Oh yeah, was it the newness of the shirt that was doing the winning?
Yeah, if it was the newness, then you have to find a whole different new shirt that you didn't wear the first
exactly.
2 days.
Maybe each shirt only has one win in it.
And when you speak of it like this, it sounds absolutely ridiculous, doesn't it? And yet, we still think like that, right?
It's because human beings want to create order the game is just luck.
I can't cancel my plans when I have... I have to actually make plans on the days that I could advance. Because if I cancel all my plans so I'm free that day, then I won't make it. Then I won't win. It's not that I have nothing to do. I'm okay with having nothing to do. I won't win.
It's Sod's Law. That is Sod's Law.
So I have to have plans that day. So then I have to cancel. If I win, I have to cancel the plans, and that's... And then...
I think I've talked about this before. It's what makes human beings smarter than other animals, that we can see patterns. We recognize patterns in things. Mm. But it's also our weakness in that we recognize patterns in things where there is no pattern. And so we want to see something as a progression. There is meaning in this progression when actually it's just random chance. The fact that I happened to win those times with that shirt, it's not because of the shirt. I still attribute that occurrence to that pattern. Well, must be the shirt because I was wearing the shirt every time.
I'm going to find a lucky shirt now. Or boots. Maybe I have lucky boots.
Yeah, the easiest would just be underwear, because then you really could wear that 2 days in a row and it wouldn't.
You're disgusting.
You can turn it inside
out.
I'm
so glad he's sitting on the other side of the table right now, everyone, because, wow.
He may not be wearing the same underwear today as he did yesterday.
I don't know.
I'm
judging.
Now that I don't have to do my laundry all the time, I generally have clean clothes all the time.
I also find that if I'm running a bit late, I win more. Like, if I have to rush to make it in time. I don't know why that is.
I think there's definitely something to that, because, especially with us, the way you and I think, I don't know about Gemma, but going into the game, if all you're thinking, I gotta win this game, that's not when I play best. I'm definitely a better player when I'm distracted and kind of thinking about other things. So that, like, Mahjong is going on in the back of my mind, but I'm not consumed with winning
So you're doing it more intuitively than thinking,
right,
overthinking it.
The thing is, for me, what always makes me the weakest is when I need to win.
Mm-hmm.
If I am okay losing, then I'm much better at giving up hands when I need to give them up.
Mm.
And it, for the most part, the weakest part of my game is going for things when I should not. So if I don't have that overriding desire to win, then I'm much better at giving up hands when I should, and I end up winning more in the end, actually. So I'm not surprised that actually works for you, too.
I was wondering if maybe, like, when I'm running to get there on time, maybe the blood flow changes, and so I think better.
Like a bit of exercise before.
It's another way of warming up.
There's, like, more adrenaline, because I'm afraid I'm going to be late. Better hurry, and there's the adrenaline rushes there, and then I don't know.
Of course, for, like, a four-hour-long thing of League... It's hard to imagine. Probably about like the third game, you probably...
But when you get started in the right mindset, then you usually play better the rest of the day. You get in that zone, right? So.
But yeah, the big thing that I've been having a problem with lately is that just changing, when you're losing, changing into a positive winning attitude.
And now I go on tilt.
Yeah, full on downward spiral.
Especially if people are sumoing on me. That's it.
Yes, it gets annoying, doesn't it? Well, we're doing a little fast one here today because we've all got places to go. Jen's got to go to Macau tomorrow, as long as there's no typhoon.
I hope there's a typhoon.
Come, typhoon, we need you. I don't know why I need you, but...
And someone is staying at my house to guard my cat, so don't try and steal stuff from me.
Oh, right. I am going to be doing that. This is reachmahjong.com. If you want to reach us, I am Garth E, GARTHE, at reachmahjong.com.
I'm Jen, JENN, at reachmahjong.com.
Gemma at reachmahjong.com, GEMMA.
And we are also on Twitter. I am Garth E, but with 3 E's, GARTHEEE.
And I'm Mahjong Jen, with 1 N.
And I'm Mahjong Gem.
It's always fun to hear from you guys. Goofy things you have going on in your Mahjong lives or questions you have, send them on over to us. And if you're in Japan, give us a call. We'd like to play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We like to play.
I'd like to play more.
Yes. I have not been playing enough live lately. Mm. Thanks for listening. See you all next week.
Bye-bye.
See ya. Da, da, da.